Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled realm.fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates, kids write stories.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Mindy.
And as you know, Story Pirates perform stories written by kids. Mindy, what's today's story?
Well, Lee, today we're going to do a story that was written by an actual kid listener, Kai Hacker from North Bennington, Vermont. Kai wrote a story called Angry, and then the Story Pirates took that story and turned it into a song.
Wait a second, though. The Story Pirates can't sing.
They totally can't sing, but they try really, really hard.
That's right. Thanks. Well, before we hear the song that we made out of Kai's story, let's hear the original story that Kai wrote for us. Peter, take it away.
Thanks, Lee. And here's Kai's story, Angry. One time I was angry, so I took a package of 48 rolls of toilet paper out into the yard to kick. I kicked it for a really long time, but then I kicked it and it landed on my face. That made me even more angry, so I went back inside and got another package of jumbo paper towels. The next time I tried to kick that, I stubbed my toe, and that made me even angrier. So I went inside to get my sword, but my brother had broken it. So I found a stick outside and started whamming him with it. But that made me even angrier and sadder. So I climbed up on my playhouse and I jumped from the top, landed in the grass and closed my eyes. Then my brother snuck up to me and jumped on me. I grabbed his arm and started tickling his pit arm. He laughed and then I laughed and that made us both happier. The end. And now here's the Story Pirates adaptation of Kai's story, Angry.
This is a story about when I got really angry!
Hi-ya!
Angry!
I can't take it!
One time I was angry, so I took a package of 48 rolls of toilet paper out in the yard to kick. I kicked it for a really long time. Kick, kick, kick! But then I kicked it and it landed on my face.
Ow!
That made me even more angry!
Outrageous!
Angry! So I went back inside and got another package of jumbo paper towels. The next time I tried to kick that, I stubbed my toe.
Ow!
That made me even more angry!
There's a fire inside!
Angry!
Fury!
So I went inside to get my sword, but my brother had broken it.
I didn't mean to.
So I found a stick outside and started whamming him with it. Wham, wham, wham!
Love and humanity!
But that made me even more angry! And yet also
sadder. somehow I was still sadder. So I climbed up on my playhouse.
So we climbed up on his playhouse.
And jumped down from the top.
Jumped down from the top.
I landed in the tall grass.
Landed in the tall grass.
And closed my eyes. Then my brother snuck up and jumped on me.
This is for whamming me.
So I grabbed his arms and started tickling his pit up. Then he laughed and I laughed. And that made us both happier.
Then he laughed and I laughed. And that made us both happier. We're happy.
Now Lee Overtree speaks with the author himself, Kai Hacker.
Hi, Kai.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
What are you up to today?
We just ate dinner.
Nice. What'd you have?
Chinese.
What did you eat?
I had hot and sour soup and white rice.
Oh, that's making me hungry. Kai, where are you right now?
Sunderland and Vermont.
Do you like Vermont?
Yeah, I do.
What do you like about it?
Well, I can snowboard, like, 20 minutes away from my house on every Sunday.
What? Are you kidding me?
No.
That's like, it's like living on vacation.
Well, only on Sundays, but it's like for a full day.
Gosh.
And Friday, too. That's when I go with my school.
You go with school?
Yeah, I go with school on Friday.
That sounds awesome. Are you a good snowboarder?
Yes.
Do you really like snowboarding?
I love it.
Can you do any tricks?
Yes, a lot. I can do box slides, 180s. I can regularly jump off jumps without falling on my butt.
So, Kai, you wrote the story Angry.
Yeah, I did.
That was sort of a long time ago, huh?
Well, it was like, I don't know how many years ago. Maybe 2?
Maybe 2 years. I think that might be right.
Yeah.
Do you remember, how did you get the idea for your story?
Well, the subject where I kicked around the paper towels, I know my mom had buys paper towels when I was 5. She would just let me kick them around the yard. I don't know why. I think it's because I had so much energy.
Yeah, I bet now you get to snowboard when you have that much energy, huh?
Yeah.
But back then, maybe you weren't as good a snowboarder.
Well, no, back then I skied.
Oh, interesting.
I can do both without falling down every time I get up.
Kai, would you say that story was autobiographical?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have a brother?
Yes, I have a brother.
Do you ever get angry at him in real life?
Not anymore.
Not even once? Not at all anymore?
Well, a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit.
You probably know how to deal with it a little bit better now than you did when you were a kid, right?
Yes, much better.
A lot of people that I've played your story for think it's really inspiring.
Woo!
Because it's hard, you know, like when you're getting angry at somebody that's in your family or that you're really close to, it's hard to know what to do with that anger. And your story is sort of about that.
Such emotion.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
So do you have any advice for somebody who might have like a little brother or an older brother or a sister or even like a parent or a teacher and they get really angry with them? Do you have any advice for what you should do when you're feeling like that?
Do the thing where you put your hand out and you put it against their head so they can't touch you.
Do you do that with your brother?
No, my brother did that to me and he still does.
And is it because he has longer arms than you, and so you can't reach him?
Yep, basically. But then I learned to, like, grab his arm and then let my feet go off the ground, so I just carry him to the ground with me.
That's hilarious. Kai, do you have any advice for any kids out there that are trying to write a story of their own?
Let's see. All right, make it funny.
Okay.
And obviously, you need to make it funny. You need to have some sort of subject, need to have action verbs.
Nice.
You need to have a area of expertise and exploit that in the story.
Whoa. That's some good advice. It's, you know what that makes me think? It makes me think that maybe you should write a story about snowboarding.
I don't know. I don't really like writing.
Yeah, but snowboarding's your area of expertise.
True.
Well, I think you're a pretty great writer, so I hope that you do write some more stories sometime.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Kai. Thanks for letting us perform your story, and thanks for letting me interview you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. Special thanks to Kai's dad, Doug, and to Sirius XM Radio. Also, a shout out to our music director, Eli Bolin, who musicalized Kai's story. Thanks, Eli. If you want to see Story Pirates live, we'll be performing in Torrance, California on January 25th, Evanston, Illinois on February 2nd, Davis, California on February 22nd, and at our Saturday Family Flagship Show in New York City. You can find info and tickets for those shows on our website, storypirates.org. Also, for you grown-ups out there, come check out our After Dark shows. The next one's in New York City on Saturday, February 22nd. And as always, you can find sweatshirts and other gear at storypirates.org/store. Remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. See you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.